ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरोच्चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयत्मदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवति उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम केंटो 5th चैप्टर 4 टाइटल The characteristic of Rishabhdev. Text number 1. It is in prose form. Directly I am reading what word meaning. Sri Shuka Uvacha. Sri Shukadeva Goswami said, अथः दश आफ्टर द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड अपियर्ड आफ्टर द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड अपियर्ड तम हिम उत्पत्त्या फ्रॉम द बिगिनिंग ऑफ हिज अपियरेंस इवन अभिव्यज्यमान डिस्टिंक्टली मैनिफेस्टेड भगवत लक्षणम पोजेसिंग द सिम्टम ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड साम्य इक्वल टू एवरीवन उपसम कंप्लीटली पीसफुल इन कंट्रोल ऑफ द सेंसेस एंड माइंड वैराग्य रिनाउंसिएशन ऐश्वर्य अपुलेंसेस महाविभूति भी with great attributes anudinam day after day idhamana increasing anubhavam his power prakrutaya the ministers praja The citizens, Brahmanaha, the learned scholars, in full knowledge of Brahmana. Devata, the demigods, cha and Avanitala, the surface of the globe. समबन्नाय टू रूल अतितराम ग्रेटली जग्रुदुह डिजाइड ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपड़ बाय हिज डिवाइन गेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद Srila Prabhupada ki. Sukadeva Goswami said, as soon as the Lord was born as the son of Maharaja Navi, he manifested symptoms of the Supreme Lord, such as marks on the bottoms of his feet, the plague, thunderbolt, etc. This son was equal to everyone and very peaceful. He could control his senses and his mind, and possessing all opulences, he did not hanker for material enjoyment. Endowed with all these attributes, the son of Maharaja Navi became more powerful day after day. Due to this, the citizen, learned brahmanas, demigods and ministers wanted Rushabhdev to be appointed ruler of the earth. Please repeat after me. Sri Sukadeva Goswami said, as soon as the Lord was born as the son of Maharaja Navi, he manifested symptoms of the Supreme Lord, such as marks on the bottoms of his feet, the plague, thunderbolt, etc. This son was equal to everyone and very peaceful. He could control his senses and mind, and possessing all opulence, he did not hanker for material enjoyment. Endowed with all these attributes, the son of Maharaja Navi became more powerful day after day. Due to this, the citizens, learned brahmanas, demigods and ministers wanted Rushabhdev to be appointed ruler of the earth. Purport. In these days of cheap incarnations, it is very interesting to note the bodily symptoms found in an incarnation. From the very beginning of his birth, he was observed that Rushabhdev's feet were marked with the transcendental signs, a flag, thunderbolt, lotus flower, etc. In addition to this, as the Lord began to grow, he became very prominent. He was equal to everyone. He did not favor one person and neglect another. An incarnation of God must have the six opulences: wealth, strength, knowledge, beauty, fame and renunciation. It is said that although Rushabhdev was endowed with all opulences, he was not at all attached to material enjoyment. He was self-controlled and therefore liked to everyone. Due to his super excellent qualities, everyone wanted him to rule the earth. An incarnation of God has to be accepted by experienced people and by the symptoms described in the Shastras. An incarnation is not accepted simply by the adulation of foolish people. Om Ajnanatimiram Dhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakrunmilitam Yena Tasme Shri Gurave Namah Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Shrayam Rupah Kadamayam Dadati Sapadandikam Bandeyaham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guran Vaishnavancha శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాతం సహగణ రఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాదైతం సావధూతం పరిజన సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధా కృష్ణ పాదం సహగణ లలిత శ్రీవిశాఖాన్వితాం చ నమో విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణపృష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామినితి నామినే నమస్తే సారస్వతే దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష సంవాదీవశ్చత్యదేశతారిణ హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికా కంత రాధకంత నమస్తుతే తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగే రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరే వృషభానుసుతే దేవీ ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధుభ్యైవ చ పతితానం పావనిభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమో మహావదన్నాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామ్నే గౌరత్వేషే నమః జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభో నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శివాచారి గౌరభక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ. ఫస్ట్ ఐ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ మై రెస్పెక్ట్ఫుల్ అవర్సెన్సెస్ ఆల్ ద వైష్ణవస్ అసెంబ్ల్డ్ హియర్, ప్లీజ్ బ్లెస్ మీ అండ్ ప్రే ఫర్ మీ టు శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధారశ్మి హరి లలిత విశాఖ దేవి శశి గోర్నితాయి అండ్ సీతారామ లక్ష్మణ్ హనుమాన్జీ, సో దట్ ఐ కెన్ రిపీట్ the message of the words of the Lord and his dear devotees for my purification of heart and pleasing for his dear devotees. This is a new chapter, the characteristics of Rishabhdev. Already we have studied up to third chapter. So here we came to know that Lord became agreed to be son of Maharaja Navi, because he performed sacrifices and especially Brahmanas, they pray to Supreme Personality of Godhead and they mention the desire of King Navi. So he, Lord nature is Bhakta Vatsala, and so especially he is always favorable to his devotees, Brahmanas and Vaishnava. So he became agreed for this proposal and he told, I will become son of Maharaja Navi. So here already Lord took birth as a son of Maharaja Navi. Who is he? Rishabhdev, Bhagavan Rishabhdev. As soon as the Lord was born as the son of Maharaja Navi, he manifested symptoms of the Supreme Lord such as mark on the bottoms of his feet. Here you can see just like we are hearing a Lord took birth, Bhagavan janam liye. That means we are all, and any person can say that Lord is also under modes of nature or controlled by nature because he is taking bath. But Lord takes bath and we take bath, that's different. Far different. We are forced to take bath, forced by material nature, and as per our previous activity, pious and impious activity, we have to take bath. And that arrangement is happens by demigods. Karmana daivaritrena jantur deha upapadyet. We cannot take bath as per our desire. If it is possible, then we can become a demigod or take bath in the millionaire family. But we cannot. We are forced by nature. But Lord takes bath as per his will, sweet desire. It is not forced. And nobody is father or mother. He accept as somebody as father to release the transcendental mellow. Just as son takes pleasure with the service of parents. Now, parents, mostly how they serve, you can see 24 hours they are busy for service of son. Krishna also want to take this kind of test, to be a son. So, he becomes agreed to be a son of his devotees. Jai Jai Sri Gaur Nitai Ki Jai, Sisi Sita Ram Lachman Hanuman Ji Ki Jai, Sisi Radharash Vihari Lalita Vishaka Devi Ki Jai. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord says in 4th chapter 9 verse, Janma Karma Chame Debyam Evam Javetti Tattvata. Taking bath and activities are transcendental. Anyone who understands this, he never takes bath again. He comes to me. So only by knowing the truth of Lord of this thing, taking what, one can achieve Supreme Personality of Godhead, that abode. So, sometime we should not think that just like Lord Nursingadev, he took what in pillars. So, can we say that pillar is father? Just like we say this bath as appearance. Just example, sun appear in eastern horizon and disappear in western, east-west. So, east is his father? No. But Lord's father is there because he wants to be a son. So he becomes a great. So here Navi is his father, Nanda Maharaj is his father, Mother Yashoda is my mother, Vasudev Devkiya, their mothers. Again and again he takes bath. And as soon as he takes bath, he manifests his symptoms, various symptoms. Not like that created Bhagavan, after practicing 30 years mystic yoga, he will become God. Not this kind of Bhagavan. As soon as he takes bath, he manifests all the qualities. We can see in Krishna's Janmashtami Leela. As soon as he took bath, he manifested four arms, Shankha Chakra Gada Padma, then again he became child. So, he manifested symptoms of the Supreme Lord. Especially in this verse it is mentioned, the footprint, marks in the lotus feet of Lord. There are various marks. We should remember, especially here, Prabhupada writes, plague and thunderbolt. Plague, thunderbolt, lotus, and Ankush, from umbrella, conch shell. So many things are there. So, these are the sign, symptoms of Lord. We can understand Lord by His symptoms. Avatar nahi kahe ami avatar. Avatar does not have to say or doesn't say that I am the avatar, main Bhagavan hu. So then how one can recognize? Muni sab jani kahe, what is this? Lakshan vichar. Yeah. The sages, they observe the symptoms. What are the symptoms of Lord? And by understanding that, they say, yes, this is avatar. Ye Bhagavan hai. It's like we can see Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya, he came in the form of devotee. And he is hiding as the Lord. And when devotees are approaching your Lord, Vishnu, Vishnu is chanting, he's closing 2 ears and chanting Vishnu, Vishnu, Vishnu. That means, I am not God. But Lord cannot hide in front of his devotees. Because it has described the symptoms of Lord in various scriptures. So, we can see Lord Chaitanya, in various scriptures it has described His Supreme Personality of Godhead. Especially in 10th canto of Bhagavatam, it is described in the different ages, Satya Treta Dwapar Kali, Lord takes in different form, white Sweta, Rakta, and Krishna, Pita, 4 varnas are there. So in the age of Kali, he takes Pita Varna. Pita Varna, golden yellow, molten gold color. That is Lord Chaitanya's complexion. And 11th canto Bhagavatam, also it is stated, that Krishna Varnam Tisha Krishnam Sangha Pangasht Parsadam Jagya Sankirtana Praya Jayantihi Sumedhasa. That means Krishna Varnam Tisha Krishnam. Lord, so whose complexion is Akrishna Varna, that means Pita Varna, and who always chant Krishna, 2 syllable, Krishna. In Sanskrit, 2 syllable, not in English. Krishna Varanam Tisa Krishnam Sangha Vangasht Parshadam. And he is always associated with his dear devotees. Jagya Sankirtana Praya Jajanti Sumesha. So Sumedesa. And he worships Supreme Personality of Godhead. Why? Sankirtan sacrifice. Chanting the holy name. And those are the intelligent persons in this age of Kali. They worship Lord Chaitanya in Sankirtan Yajna. This is Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, 5th chapter and 32 verse. And also, other Vedic literature described, Lord Krishna himself, he says, Kalo prathama sandhyayam gaurangaham mahitale bhagirathi tate ramya bhavishyami shachi suta. Krishna himself is saying that Kalo prathama sandhyayam, as different yug, age is divided in Pratham Sandhya and Yuga Sandhya and Middle Age. So, Pratham Sandhya, beginning period, some duration time is there, so that is Pratham Sandhya. And latest time, up to the end, that is Yuga Sandhya. In Yuga Sandhya, Lord Kalki comes in the age of Kali, and here Lord Chaitanya came. So, Kalo Prathama Sandhyayam Gauranga Aham Mahitale. Who is myself? Krishna, myself? Gauranga. Explaining himself. Gauranga Aham Mahitale. Bhagirathi Tate Ramya. And where he will appear, that thing also mentioned. Bhagirathi, that means Ganga, where Gangaji is flowing, bank of Ganga river. Agirathi Tate Ramya, that is Mayapur. And Tate Ramya, Bhavishyami Sachisuto, and whose son he is. Mother's name also mentioned. Sachinandan Gaurhari, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And also, Vishnu Sahasranam, that is in Mahabharat, Dan Dharma Parma, it is described. Shuvarna Barna Himango, Barangash Chandanangadi, Shanyasakrut, Samala Santa Nishta Santi Parayana. Shuvarna Barna Himango. Again, that complexion is described as Suvarna Varna, that is molten gold colors. Suvarna Varna Himango. And he is smeared with sandalwood polish on all limbs of his body. Before performing Sankirtan, he used to smear this sandalwood polish. And Sanyasakrut, Samal, Samah, Santa, and who has taken sannyasa. Lord Chaitanya took sannyasa. He is equal to everyone. He doesn't discriminate. This is Hindu, Muslim, something. Indian, and is equal to everyone. Even what to speak of human, he doesn't discriminate animal also. He embraces tree and animals, and he gives Krishna prayam. Samah. Santa and always peaceful. Nishta Santi Parayana. And he is fixed up in devotional service under the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. And Santi Parayana. And he spread the Krishna consciousness movement for create the peaceful society. So, we can understand that Lord Chaitanya is Supreme Personality of Godhead, not as devotee form. Sometimes, most of the people in India, they describe that Chaitanya is Bhakt, yeah, not Bhagavan, but not like that. We cannot think as per our vision. We have to follow the Sadhu Guru and Shastra for understanding Supreme Personality of Godhead. One may show miracle and say, I am Bhagavan. We should not recognize that this is Bhagavan. In Orissa, 5 years ago, we have calculated that 33 Bhagavan were there. They are describing themselves, I am Bhagavan. This son was equal to everyone. Lord describes in Bhagavad Gita, Samaham Sarvabhuteshu, I am equal to everyone. This is the quality of Lord. It does not discriminate. So, Rishabhdev was equal to everyone. Very peaceful. He could control his senses and mind. And possessing all opulences, Lord is... Who is the Lord? Who possesses all opulences? 6 opulences are there. Ashcharyasya samagrasya, all wealth who possess. Virjasya, powerful, most powerful, no one can conquer him. Virjasya jasa, fame, just like famous personality we can see, just cricket players and heroes, but they are famous, how long it will exist? But you can see Lord's glories. It will continue, ever exist. Ashwarjasya samagrasya virjasya jasasya sriya. And most beautiful. He can attract anyone and everyone. Sriya. Then, jnana vairagya. It's full of knowledge. And renunciation. These are the opulences. So someone may possess opulences, but not all. This Rushabdev had all opulences. He did not hanker for material enjoyment. Whatever Lord's desire is fulfilled easily, because he is Swarat. And material nature is working under his direction. And nothing to worry, and nothing to hanker for this material. And he is a spiritual person, he does not need material enjoyment. He did not hanker for material enjoyment. And endowed with all these attributes, the son of Maharaj Nami became more powerful day by day. In childhood we see, Lord Krishna's first time, sometime he was unable to walk. So he is holding something and holding the calf, tail of calf and walking. But due course of time he lifted Govardhan, such powerful, within 7 years. The Lord Rishabhdev also became powerful day by day. Due to this, the citizen learned brahmanas, demigods, and minister wanted Rishabhdev to be appointed ruler of the earth. So, by observing all these good qualities, they were, what to speak, only citizen, demigods also, they wanted to appoint Lord Rishabhdev as the ruler. Not this track of India, earth, pura bhukhand ko, malik banana chahte. So in purport Prabhupada has written all these things, whatever. Experience, people, symptoms, and shastras. Okay. Prabhupada writes, an incarnation of God has to be accepted by experienced people by the symptoms described in the shastras, not by himshikali. And showing some miracle and some vibhuti. And he is making notes or some powder. Then we should not think this is God. An incarnation is not accepted simply by the adulation of foolish people. At some vote he has collected, so he will become Bhagavan, not like that. Elected Bhagavan. Oh, here you can see various incarnations in Bhagavatam. Lord comes again and again. Why he comes in incarnation? Especially in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, verse number 7, he explains this thing. Why he comes? Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata avyuthanam adharmasya tadatmanam shrujamiham. Whenever and wherever there is declination of religion, and the same time increase in irreligion. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata avyuthanam adharmasya tadatmanam srajamiham. That time Lord comes. And what he does? Paritranaya sadhunam vinasaya satrushkrittam. He delivers the devotees, pious people. And annihilate the miscreants, the Skritam. And he comes again and again in order to re-establish the principle of religion. So, to annihilate the miscreants, it is not important job for Lord, has to come. It can be done by material nature. Bhautik prakruti hi ek cyclone aayega sab khatam ho jayenge. A sunstroke can do, by demigod he can do. Material nature. But he comes, he has to come because he is affectionate towards his devotee. And without his presence, people cannot become attracted towards him. So he thinks, I have to come. Paritrana sadhunam, and another thing is to re-establish the principle of religion, dharma shikhana. So, Lord Krishna, he did the first time, very nice first time, which we are releasing in Krishna book, 10th Kanta Bhagavatam. So after finished this first time, he went back and he is thinking that I gave this transcendental knowledge such as Bhagavad Gita. But these people, how they can practice? To whom Lord gave knowledge? Arjun, his dear devotee. Arjun conquered illusory potency and he became fixed on the as per Krishna's instruction. But how he can do that instruction? Is it possible for everyone? No. So, Lord is thinking there in spiritual world, Golok Vrindavan, what to do next? How these people can understand? I taught as theoretical teacher, but not practically. So I have to go and perform as first time as a devotee. That is practical teacher. Who is he? Lord Chaitanya Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. So he came in the form of devotee, in order to teach the practical science of Bhagavad Gita. That is. That incarnation is most auspicious and most magnificent incarnation, avatar sar. And parama karuna prabhu duidana nitai gaurachan sarva avatar sara shiramani kevala ananda kanda. Among all incarnation is the most magnificent incarnation, magnanimous incarnation, param udar bhagavan. He is giving Krishna Prem, which is pancham purusarth, dharma artha kam moksha. These are four purusarth, but fifth is Krishna Prem, which is not bestowed anyone. Kabhi kisi ko nahi diye hai Krishna Prem. If you will see before, exalted devotees such as Dhruva Maharaj, we are reading Prahlad Maharaj. It's not Krishna Prem. Bhakti he has bestowed. Brahma Radhulla Prem, that is. It's very difficult to achieve Lord Brahma. Yeah. Thank you. So, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, verse number 4, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, narrative verse, very important verse, let us discuss. Prabhuji has reminded. The anarpita charim chirat karunaya avatirna kalu. Anarpita means which is not given. To whom? Living entities. Charim means time immemorial. Kaupse? In one day of Lord Brahma. Then in Bhagavad Gita we can understand how much duration Lord Brahma's day. Sahasra Yuga Parjantam Araha Brahmana Vido. Sahasra Yuga, not this Kali Yuga, four Yugas. That will be only 12 hours. Aha. Then Ratri, 12 hours. That means you can calculate how much duration it is. And how many times we are taking vat again and again within that period. So, within that period, once he comes, and that time he gives this Krishna prema, and before, no one can get, and after also. So, how much fortunate we can understand here. Anarpita charim chirat karunaya avatirna kalo samarpaitam unnata ujjala shobhakti sriyam. He came because of his confession. I have not given this prema bhakti to these living entities. He has given devotion in various incarnations, but not prema bhakti, by which he can become fully controlled, just like Mother Yashoda. Gopis and cowherd boys. So, let me go and bestow this Krishna prema. Unnata ujjala swabhakti sriyam. That is ujjala bhakta. And ujjala bhakti. And specially, he wanted to give that is conjugal love. Conjugal love. Which is most secret thing. Especially bhakti sriyam. It is described by Krishna Kaviraj Goswami that he has opened his treasury. Treasury and asking anyone and everyone, take this. As much you want. This will take from my treasury. And Hari Purada Sundara Diti Kadamba Sandipito Sada Hrudaya Kandari Spuratu Vah Shachinandana. So, that Hari, Lord Chaitanya, that complex on how it is? Molten gold. And molten gold is perfect. That means Sandipito, glazing. This is the complexion of Srimati Radharani. So, sada hrudaya kandare spurat vah sachinandana. So, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is praying there, let this form of Supreme Lord always remain in this, in my heart, hrudaya kandare. Especially we can see in one song of Bhaktivinod Thakur, there reveals the mood of Lord Chaitanya. How much his compassion towards living entities. Savi jivon ke prati kitna kripalu hai, we can understand in that song. So, let us discuss that.
Jeev jago, Gora chand bole. Jeev jago, Gora chand bole. Kato nidra javo maya pishachira kole. Kato nidra
So here Lord Chaitanya's mood is explained by Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Lord Chaitanya is asking us, all living entities, jago, get up, get up. तो क्या क्लास में सो रहे हैं तो गेट अप बोल रहे हैं गेट अप दिस वर्ड वी हैव टू अंडरस्टैंड नाइसली सो बाय द मर्सी ऑफ असीम प्रभु एंड प्रभुपाद लेक्चर्स वी गेट अप 3:30 इन आवर ब्रह्मचारी आश्रम बट दिस इज सच ए स्लीपिंग कंडीशन We cannot get up without the mercy of Lord and His dear devotees. What kind of sleep is that? So that is, we can see, just like in dream. If we are in, two person are in dream, one is expressing that tiger is after him. And he's running. And tiger is running, chasing him. And he's fully fearful. And he's thinking that I will die now. Now I will die. And shouting and dream. And another person is thinking that, he has reached heavenly planet. And honored by Indra and drinking Sumaras and taking pleasure with Apsaras. Apsaras are dancing in front of him. And he's intoxicated and telling Apsaras, okay, dance, yeah. This person enjoying and dream. So, one person is full of fear and one person is enjoying, shouting, and this person is just shouting in dream. Okay, dance. And another is, bachao. How long this will continue? How long this fear, two persons, one person is fearful and one is enjoying. So, how long this will continue? So long they are in dream. As soon as they will, is he in heavenly planet? Or is that person is in front of tiger? Is there? Nothing. Similarly, as soon as we come into this material world, we influenced in the material nature, and we think ourselves this body, and we observe that we are a body. And we think these relatives are mine. This is illusion. Aham mama. So this is a dream. So Lord Chaitanya is asking us, get up from this dream. How long you will sleep in the lap of Maya, illusory potency? Jago, abhi jago! Then that person, when they yoked, both person, where they were? They were in their bed. Real stages. Similarly, what is our real stage? If we wake up, we are eternal servant of Krishna. Our eternal duty is to render loving service towards Krishna. Nobody is our enemy and nobody is our friend. Because all are the eternal servant of Krishna, we have to serve everyone. So, what we have to do? We have to render devotional service. Jago means Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago, Gora Chandvali, Kato Nidra Jao Maya, Pishachi Rekole. Bhaji Bhavali Aiche,
संसार भीतर भौजी बोली आई छे भूलिया रहिलो तुमि अविद्या रवले
We have taken what this human form of life in order to render devotional service, not for accumulating wealth or to be a expert person, materialistic expert person. So, in third canto of Bhagavatam, also it is mentioned that when child gets first consciousness, that time he prays to Supreme Personality of Godhead, O Lord, this time, this bath, please engage me in your devotional service. But as soon as he takes bath, he forgets. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also writes in another song, because of affection of parents, I forgot to worship you in childhood. After that, I accumulated various knowledge. Went to different places for study. Then Vidya Raghurave. And I became puffed up by this PhD degree. And then I entangled in my family. I thought these are mine. And I served them. And now I became old. I cannot render devotional service. It is very difficult to chant and perform devotional service. Mangalarti Utna, it is very difficult. So, we have taken this human form of life specially for rendering pure devotional service. But we forgot it. Why we forgot? Because of illusory potency. We are influenced by three modes of nature. So no one can conquer this illusory potency. Because who is examining? Us. Examining who? Lord. Examiner, if he will tell, your exam is going to be very, very difficult, then what to happen to students? Tight ho jayenge. Yes, sir. No? So Lord is expressing that Daivihyasa gunamai mamamaya duruttaya. It is very difficult to crush my illusory potency. Even Shiva, Brahma also, they can't conquer this. What to speak us? So we have to accept it. We cannot conquer this Maya. We are influenced by Maya, so we are not fixed up in devotional service, pure devotional service. Somehow or other, by the blessings of Srila Prabhupada and his dear devotees, we are engaged in devotional service. We are practicing devotional service, but not fixed up. Hum log jage nahi. Bholiya rahila tami avidyar vale, because of illusion and avidya, ignorance. That ignorance is my and myself. Thinking body as myself, and this is mine, which is related to body.
Tomara laite ami হইলো অবতারা তোমার আমিনা বন্ধু কে আছে তোমার বন্ধু
फॉर योर वेलफेयर आई हैव इनकर्नेटेड हियर. मेरा अवतार हुआ है तुम्हारे लिए. भगवान को कोई जरूरत नहीं है इधर आने का, बट इन ऑर्डर टू सेव अस ही हैज कम तुम्हारे लिए. लेते हैं अवतार. देर इज नो फ्रेंड फॉर यू. वी मे से दिस इज माई फ्रेंड, दिस इज माई फ्रेंड. हु कैन बिकम योर फ्रेंड? They are blind, you are blind. If we will hold the hand of a blind person, then what will happen to both? Jaakar gadhe mein girenge, yes or no? It will lead to accident. So only friend is Lord. He knows the signs, transcendental signs, how he can save us. I am your friend and there is no one other than myself. तुम्हारे लिए तो हम हैलो अवतार हम भी नबंधु और के अच्छे तुम्हारे. एने इच्छियो औषधि माया ना शिवार लगे. एने इच्छियो औषधि हरि नाम महामंत्र ला तुम्हें मांगे. हरि नाम व्हेन फ्रेंड कम्स टू होम देन इट इज हिज ड्यूटी टू ब्रिंग समथिंग. जस्ट लाइक यू कैन सी सुदामा. He was a poor person, but he brought something. That is cheap rice. Similarly, is our well-wishing, ever well-wisher, benefactor. So he has brought something for us. What he has brought? That is, he has brought medicine for us. We are in diseased, influenced by material nature. So he has brought that medicine. What is that medicine? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this is the medicine. Cheto darpana marjanam bhavamaha davagni nirbapanam. In Sikhyashtakam also Lord himself says this and relish. Such golakar premdhan harinam sankirtan. This is not the property of this material world. This is the wealth of spiritual world which is kept in treasury. This holy name. We have to chant this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, thinking that this is the only medicine in order to save my life. And we have to fearful this Maya, thinking the instruction of Lord, especially Daivesha Gunamai, and we can see the various instructions are there in Bhagavad Gita, how Maya is powerful. He drugs our senses, pulls our senses for sense gratification. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Bhakati Vinodha Prabhur Charane Padhya. Bhakati Vinodha Prabhur. श्री हरि नाम मंत्र लाइला मांगिया. श्री हरि दिस इज द यूज ऑफ इंटेलिजेंस. भक्तिविनोद ठाकुर अंडरस्टूड यस दिस इज द मेडिसिन दैट इमीडिएटली ही अप्रोच्ड. ओ प्लीज गिव मी दैट मेडिसिन. And he accepted that. Similarly, we have to
accept this holy name as this is our only medicine. Only medicine, there is no other way, no other way, no other way except this chanting the holy name. No one can save us. So, just like Haridas Thakur, Maya tested him, but he has taken shelter of holy name, so Maya could not do any harm. Maya became disciple of Haridas Thakur. But you can see others, even Lord Shiva became agitated. What to speak others? So, very simple process, chant and dance. Nacho, gao, khao. This is the very happiest process as given by Srila Prabhupada. So, let us do this thing and make our life perfect. Thank you very much. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai, Rishabhati Bhagavan ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.